have to see, but I think they're probably going to make it now. Their defense looks awesome.
So you still can't bring yourself to say
playoff. Not quite there.
Win.
There's a lot of scar tissue there, man. They haven't won a playoff
game
in a long
time. All
right,
who are you now? Justin Galifianakis from Red Hot Chili Peppers. What's the
Justin Galifianakis?
What's the guy's name?
Anthony Kiedis.
Is that scar
tissue? You weren't even close.
That I wish you saw or whatever.
Who is Justin Galifianakis? You just made a person out of it's
that
Zach
Galifianakis.
Galifianakis. You made a person out of thin air there.
I did. Yeah. Well, he did have a song about scar tissue.
Yes, Anthony Kiedis did. The heretofore non-existent Justin Galifianakis did not. Yeah, don't you love that guy who sang with the E Street Band, Jim Smith? What was his name?
Jim Smith was my dad's best friend, and Jim Smith was also a special teams player for the Steelers in the 70s.
Jimmy Smith also, if you go to Jimmy Smith with the Jags.
How about Jimmy Smits?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can't leave out Jimmy Smits. You ever need a character
and you want to talk about
your TV show, Jimmy Smits is the guy to go to.
And you know who you really can't leave out? Rick Smits, the Duncan Dutchman here. We could get all the way to the Indiana Pacers if we let this go far enough. I think their defense, Fields has been the story. Their defense went up against, and this is the quick sort of mental math I had to do here, Pony. I said Kirk Cousins looks completely washed. I can't give him a ton of credit after week one. Kirk Cousins proceeded in week two to go out against a Philly defense that suffocated the Saints yesterday, despite Jalen Hurts' best efforts to lose that game for them early on. Kirk Cousins went out there and went right down the field for a winning touchdown. They looked way better. They were maybe a pass interference call away from beating the Chiefs. So you have to give them more credit for that. Much to my chagrin in the Survivor League I run in my neighborhood, Bo Nix went out and looked like a real NFL quarterback, an honest-to-God football player. They throttled Tampa Bay. Like, I have to give them higher marks for going into Bo Nix's house and making him look like a Skrabinski. And then yesterday, Herbert was cooking. Don't get me wrong. He was starting to look like he was going to put up 24 or so on them. But guess what? You have to give them credit for knocking him out of the game.
And the reason
he was hurt coming in, but I need to make this clear, they still knocked him around.
Right. And they were able to knock him out of the game because the Chargers couldn't just rely on the run game because they completely shut that down. Gus Edwards, I think, was in witness protection yesterday, and he normally kills the Steelers. And J.K. Dobbins, who came in averaging 10 yards per carry, had what, 40-something yards in the game?
I think J.K. Dobbins had about two runs that I thought were good runs. He broke one out to the left, and then he had a nifty little cutback on a pitch play. And that was about it. And then they made the Chargers pretty one-dimensional, and they got to Herbert. As part of that, they got to Herbert. And getting to Herbert knocked him out of the game physically. If Herbert's fully healthy, if Bosa stays in, if they don't have offensive line injuries, maybe the Chargers win that game. But a lot of that stuff was caused, other than the pre-existing Herbert injury, by the Steelers being really good. And so when you have a defense that's looking legit and has made good or at least average offenses look pretty bad for the most part, I have to give you a lot of benefit of the doubt.
Donnie, are you flipping to playoff bound after taking that game in yesterday?
I mean, it's pretty hard given how things have taken shape through the first 3 weeks that they're not in a great position to, like, I think they're in a great position to make it.
Every year they've started 3-0 under Tomlin, they've won the division.
Exactly. And at worst, after this set of games tonight, they will have, I know it's still early, but they will be two games ahead of everybody else in the North. And we know that will end up turning into a meat grinder when the season gets down the stretch. But if they're making their hay now and they get out to some sort of lead when all the other teams are beating each other up late in the season, the Steelers would be the one to benefit for being ahead of the curve.
So are you changing 9-8 to something better?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to get the double-digit wins. The defense looks way, way, way too good. This is the defense we've been waiting for. Yep. For the last couple of years.
Hayward looks like a monster, by the way.
I thought Patrick Queen played his best game as a Steeler yesterday.
He should have had a pick, but I mean, he was all over the field. Peyton Wilson, when he gets in there, I always see him pop on tape.
And I like that now football ball knowers are coming around to my take that Nick Herbig is not just Alex Highsmith's equal, but he's better than Highsmith.
And if they had traded Highsmith straight up for Terry McLaurin, can you imagine where Justin Fields' development would be right now?
I mean, it's not a bad problem to have three edge rushers that are that good at one of the game's most important positions. But, I mean, this is when we knew the price tag of the defense, the coaching behind the defense. For the last couple of years, we've been saying, man, sure, they won't get back to the 2008 days, but maybe they can get close. Like, they should play up to – that price tag. They should play up to the coaching. So far, they're doing that. I mean, they look like a group of badasses that nobody wants to handle
if they're
on
healthy,
Sunday
they're,
afternoon.
If they're healthy, they're a problem. And what I like about them is that they aren't just one style. They can throw Roberts in there. You know, he plays a lot of snaps anyway, but they can... You want to run it right at us? Great. We have a bunch of guys who want to play very
Deshaun
violent
Elliott,
football.
Deshaun Elliott, I think, helps with that,
right?
Too.
We have guys who want to play extremely violent football. You want to put some athletes out there, like a scat back or like some guys in space? Hi, we have Peyton Wilson. He's probably faster than anybody he's trying to cover.
It also, in going back to the edge rusher thing, years past, if they lose T.J. Watt, if they lose their best player, it's oh-you-know-what time. If he were to miss a couple of games here and there, it doesn't feel like they're in dire straits.
I think Highsmith's groin will be fine, but no one is sweating that if he has to miss multiple games. I'm not.
There's four or five other guys, Herbig, Hayward, as long as he stays healthy, Benton. They have disruptive players. They have guys who just who disrupt what the other team wants to do. And I thought Porter had a nice bounce back game. There were two plays there. Well, after the play happened, like the rest of the game.
Yes, there were
two plays.
Yes.
Obviously, he gets caught, you know, watching the paint dry and gets a touchdown put on him. And then Johnston had like a very easy catch. And I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to be a long day. And then he recovered nicely with a couple good plays, tackle for loss. I already had them losing to Atlanta, and I had this game as a coin flip. And if you had told me Herbert was definitely playing Friday, I would have probably picked the Chargers just because I would have thought he would have made the difference. So if I had them at 8-9, and two games I had as losses are already wins, I'm already at 10.
But you still can't get yourself to say they're going to win a playoff game. You're still just stuck on that. And so am I.
Well, because I think like you, if you asked me this in 6 weeks and they have you know that many more games from Justin Fields where like, holy crap, okay, it looks a lot like this Chargers game or better, I'd probably start to sing a different tune. But I haven't seen that
yet. Is it by Justin Galifianakis?
Yeah, very bizarre. One of the things that has me encouraged about them this year, and I still think this is eventually going to turn from the NFL's perspective, the league is not a big-time passing league.
No. There's only two 300-yard games yesterday in a win, Andy Dalton and Jalen Hurts.
And Andy Dalton is the literal only player in the NFL with a 300-yard, three-touchdown passing game this year so far.
Here is Jeff. Is this Jeff in South Park?
That's me.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how are
you? Jeff, you sound like you're on a landline.
I am on a landline.
Sound crystal
clear,
Jeff.
Are you at work?
Technically, yes. Technically, yes, I am.
What do you got for us?
So, I definitely like the way that Justin Fields is trending. Of course, when we first traded for him, I was like, man, I don't want that Ohio State trash on my team. But because, you know, my feelings there. But
wow.
I'm kidding. Arf. I was excited when the trade Arf. Happened. I'm kidding. Me and Johnny the Barber have a friendly rivalry going right now. But no, I'm kidding. I was excited when the trade happened. I loved what I saw yesterday. And you know what? I'm glad you guys brought up in the opening segment about how it was a win in the way you wanted to see them to win. You didn't have to put any disclaimers on it. You didn't have to squint to look. You didn't have to, you know, like, it's funny. On Twitter, I can't take credit for this, but there was a guy on Twitter who said this, and you know normally I defend you guys on Twitter, but I couldn't help myself. I just let it go because it was so hilarious. They said of you, Mulsey, they said, man, Mulsey is the type of guy that would get laid and then complain about the positions that were used. And I laughed so hard.
Wow.
Because that was basically the last 2 years. Anytime they would win, Mulsey, you would bitch and moan, and I'd get on the phone with you, and I'd be like, so a win only counts if they win in the manner in which you want them to win? So I'm glad you brought that up in the opening segment, because that was running through my head yesterday. They looked great. You know, the team, to me, if they can keep going on this upward trajectory, I could see a 1997 Cordell Stewart season where they get to the AFC Championship game. That would be the ultimate progression this year.
Is Justin Fields on a Jeff in South Park short leash, or is he allowed to have a couple bad games and keep his job?
No, I thought that was a great point by you, Pony. I really did. Like, I think that he can have at least one bad game, maybe possibly two. You know, I mean, the thing is, people keep bringing up Russ and his reputation. Russell Wilson has been a Steeler for 5 minutes, for crying out loud. We don't owe him anything. You go with the guy that gives you the best chance to win. I love how humble Fields is. He's 25. Let's do it, man. Let's do Cordell 2.0.
There you go. Jeff in South Park. You can respond to that. 412-928-9370. His take on Mulsey.
They just wanted to be the best defense on the field. They respond to those things and take those challenges very personally, and they played like it.
Best Steelers defense since they won the Super Bowl in 2008. Tell me I'm wrong.
2010 defense was pretty damn good.
Yeah, but I've got the vision of Aaron Rodgers just shredding them in the Super Bowl lodged in my brain.
In the Super Bowl is sort of an operative part of that.
Oh, I know. I know.
And to be fair to this defense, that defense, by the way, number one in the league in points, number two in yards. The defense the next year was number one in both categories, but they get banished for all eternity because of what one Tim Tebow did to them.
And then they also all broke down by the end of the year, and the entire defensive line was hurt. They ran out of gas.
I mean,
they were like me at the gym today, tweaking my back.
Yeah, what happened there?
Oh,
bad news?
Just a tweak. I can relate to Russell Wilson now and Troy Fautanu.
Well, if it's like Fautanu, you tweaked it and you're going to have back surgery in a couple days.
How about that whole situation?
Jones says on Friday he tweaked his knee. They all talk about him walking off, and then Rap Sheet gives a report and an update that it's, functionally speaking, he dislocated his knee and damaged ligaments. That is a severe, severe knee injury.
I saw a video of him walking around and there was no limp yesterday.
It's bizarre, man. Like, I've seen guys dislocate their knee in a game.
It's the biggest.
It's severe and ugly looking.
It's really the only negative to the entire weekend. Now, our guy Broderick Jones, especially Mulsey's guy, way to go.
He bounced back.
He injured Joey Bosa. He didn't give up a sack. He didn't commit a penalty.
Unfairly besmirched him for one play that went bad, which was that high snap from Frazier that threw off the timing of a particular play. Otherwise, let's go check the tape. What did our guy Broderick Jones get grade wise? Probably bad because PFF hates him. Yep, they hated him. Son of a. He was their lowest graded offensive player.
I know, dude. Why do you still go to these PFF numbers and treat them as gospel? We don't have any friends who work there anymore.
Palazzolo still cites them a lot. Gronkowski's
gone. Palazzolo's gone.
I know.
You're beholden to these grades, man. Get these grades.
Who do you think was the highest graded Steeler?
I'm going to say James Daniels.
It's not an educated guess. You went and looked.
No, because I had someone text me today and say, PFF thinks James Daniels is the best offensive lineman in the NFL through three games.
Well, then...
the best.
Wait a minute. Then
put that guardian cap on.
Because he knew they had to have had him hugely rated.
No, I didn't know if they looked at his game
yesterday.
They loved
Frazier,
too. The best, but they think James Daniels has been the best offensive lineman in the entire league. Are you seeing that, Donnie? You're watching that L22.
I felt like people debunked that pretty quickly last week. I like James Daniels. I think he's a good player. But last week, people also pointed out PFF gave him, what, like a 90 or something against Denver?
He's a 93 this week.
And then everyone who likes to break down Steelers film on Twitter, which I follow most, if not all, of those guys, oh, here's a James Daniels miss. How does he get such good grades? Here's another James Daniels miss.
Broderick Jones did fine.
Yeah, he's a good player, but I don't think he is their best offensive player. Frazier does look like the real deal.
Yes, though. He does. That's another big boon to the start of the season is watching that guy just step right in and look like he is an NFL center and a very good one after watching Mason Cole not be able to block or snap the ball last year. Here's Mike in Maryland among Ravens fans who almost blew a historic lead yesterday against the Cowboys. Hello, Mike.
What's going on, boys?
Hey, man.
I was checking my legal pad. I know I had him down for 11-6 and I was all giddy on Fields, but just a little backstory. I had the buddies over and we were watching, and something felt different yesterday. It felt like, for once, there was some hope. And I didn't give a straight answer when you guys asked me how far they get, but I said a dogfight in the AFC Championship. But I honestly, man, this he's the X factor, and I You could just feel it. I don't know. Physically speaking,
when you bring Fields in and he's playing like this, it doesn't feel like you're bringing a knife to a gunfight. It feels like you're bringing a gun to a gunfight because he can do any of the things physically that all the best quarterbacks in the league can do.
Right. He looked more like a passer than he did an athlete. And I've heard that today on some other shows, but I mean, it was true. I mean, he was zipping the ball in there. He was standing in the pocket, going through some reads. I mean, it just looked natural. And now let's get it flowing and he gets the legs going. I mean, it looks great.
Mike, if there was a gun to your head right now, and I'm hoping there isn't, but if there was,
would be a hell of a thing to do. Call a sports talk show with a gun to your head.
Would you, Jeff in South Park might do that. Would you predict Justin Fields to be the Steelers starting quarterback next year right now?
I think it would be idiotic if they don't get something done with him.
If he's really good, they're going to get something done with him. They'll pay him like the franchise guy.
Yeah, I mean, now, like I'm not waiting around because that price tag's just going up.
Well, I was going to say, if you're Justin Fields, though, you might want to wait around because you believe you're going to keep the job and keep playing really well.
It is mixed though on the how people universally are saying he played a great game yesterday. That part is not a debate. It's the ability to do it consistently and whether or not people think it was a fluke. Donnie was texting back and forth with Kabali, and he said, quote, one good throw from Fields yesterday.
Which one?
I mean, come on, Mark.
So wait, the one?
One good throw?
I would want to know what Mark's pick for the good throw was. Was it the touchdown ball?
I think it was just in reference to that. Because the throw to Pickens rolling to his left?
So wait, the Pickens throw rolling to his left, not a good throw.
How about Scotty Miller?
How about the Calvin Austin throw going the other direction on third down?
How about George Pickens on third down that first touchdown drive?
I mean, all three of us have pushed that to Kabali as the season has gone on. He seems to have the thought of, I mean, this guy's got to play like Peyton Manning in 2003.
Here's what Kabali's doing. Kabali loves to be an elitist curmudgeon. I'm always miserable. I'm always going to tell people to pump the brakes. The only time people shouldn't pump the brakes is when I've decided that something is objectively good.
It sounds like you are saying that Mark is, in fact, the guy on Twitter who complains after sex that the position was not what he wanted.
Much more so than I would deserve that label, I would say. I'll even go so far as to say the ball in the corner of the end zone to Austin was not a bad ball that didn't get caught because it had to be one place where maybe the guy can make a perfect catch. That wasn't a bad ball.
Speaking of Kabali, did you hear more than his Steelers take what he's going viral for today?
No.
Here it is. I may have just passed gas. 1 minute later, kid walked by and said, "What smells like boiled eggs?"
Boiled eggs?
Yeah.
Isn't that like sulfur leaking into your house or something? Mm-hmm. Isn't that like when your oven light is on, you're supposed to report that and call the gas company?
He's saying, I may have just passed gas, almost like he wasn't sure if he did or not.
Like he was laughing at something so hard, he's not sure if a fart got out there too, while you're laughing and you're shaking a little bit.
How do you not know if you farted or not?
Oh, I know every time I fart. The only question becomes, did you fart or shart? And that can be...
1 minute later, a kid walked by and said, "What smells like boiled eggs?" Oh,
I'm assuming that given what Mark says about his kid, the next thing out of the kid's mouth was, "Oh, by the way, I clogged the toilet again."
It's time for Donnie's Game Balls, 3:30 every Monday. He picks out the three best players from Sunday's game. The Steelers, 20-10, home opening victory over the Chargers. First time the Steelers have won a home opener since the COVID year of 2020. The first time they won a home opener with fans in the stadium, Mulsey, since?
2017.
Versus?
Oh, shoot. Completely
blanking. I can tag in. Hot tag.
Use a lifeline. Phone a friend. Hello, this is Chris Muller. Donnie, can you help me?
The Minnesota Vikings.
Yes, you know why you don't remember that?
Who went to the NFC Championship game that year.
Because we were at my wedding that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when we found out minutes before the game that Bradford wasn't going to play and Case Keenum was going to be the Vikings quarterback. And
oh, yeah, dude. The only game I remember from that trip is, of course, Mason with Okie State just setting a blowtorch onto Pitt.
biggest.
We all watched it like howling with laughter. Biggest, like, how bad is this getting, really?
Biggest upset of that wedding trip. The Saints were playing the Patriots the next day in New Orleans where we got married. Amanda wanted to go to the game, not me. Yeah.
Did you guys go?
We did not.
I will tell you right now, that city is just, it's a fun city and everyone should go once. That city on a Saints home day is, it's wild, dude. Like, I've told Pony this and other people, maybe I've said it on the air, I've never seen a higher percentage of people wearing the team's jersey, even in Pittsburgh, like I did for a Saints home game down there.
And
the food is all insanely good.
Great
so.
Food if you want to see boobs and if you want to smell pee.
Basically, on any given like Saints Sunday, you could go to a game, see boobs, smell pee, eat great food, and also listen to great live music, sometimes all in the exact same place. I mean, it's really...
They just have it all.
It's I call it humid Vegas. That's what it is.
Donnie, your game balls from the Steelers win over the Chargers.
We'll work 3-1 on these. Little Calvin Austin gets on the board. For, I think, the first time ever. I don't know. Maybe I gave him one last season for the game in Vegas. I can't remember. I don't know if Chris has it back that far, but definitely his
first.
Wait,
hold on. I've only been tracking your game balls for 2 weeks here, my friend. This is a new Malzy development here.
Okay, I didn't know if you tracked them from last season.
No, I'm sorry. I have a Google document open tracking this. I typed in Calvin Austin, and right now Google is trying to fill in the name Bechtold. Like, they think that's what should come next.
Mr. Week 3.
Yeah.
72-yarder against the Raiders, and now this 55-yarder.
I'll say something quickly about him, and every time you bring something like this up, you don't want to get out over your skis and make, like, a stupid proclamation. So know that I'm saying this, like, not tepid in a tepid manner, but, like, I'm trying to be controlled about this. He's the kind of player that if you get good quarterbacking, suddenly I think there could be a re-examination of, was that a bust of a draft pick? Because he's dangerous if you get him the ball with a little bit of space. And he's shown pretty good hands so far. He's catching laser beam passes. I think Fields is also throwing, by the way, a very catchable ball, even though he's rifling it in there.
And I was 0-1 on that move. Tomlin wins this round versus me.
4 for 95.
Because I would have had Roman Wilson in the slot yesterday. I thought that was a mistake to not dress him, and they play the same position. So I guess that doesn't happen if... Wilson's in there. Here is Austin on his big play.
Yeah, I mean, I think, no, just because I don't think we kind of anticipated. We just, like I said, when we go out there, I mean, we know that anytime, for instance, a slant for GP could be the big play. For instance, Scotty catching that drag, you know, breaking a tackle, that could be a big play. We don't really just go in searching for, oh, I hope it's this one. You know, we just try to each play, try to make that the best play, that the best play it is, because, and you know, in this league, sometimes hard to, you know, just get behind the team, so get behind the defense. So you sometimes got to turn that short to long.
First wide receiver game ball of the year for Donnie?
Yes, let me just go back.
Who had that on the bingo card? Austin getting one before George Pickens.
Let me just go through. It was Boz number one, TJ number two, Dante Jackson number three in the Atlanta game. Darnell Washington, your first star, Deshaun Elliott, and then a tie.
Punters.
Of Corliss Waitman and Riley Dixon, both punters given game balls in week two.
Game ball number two, Donnie.
Yeah, Waitman doesn't get one this week, but he did boot the ball pretty well.
And he does wear number eight.
Yet again. And I did see the guy, I think Kevin Adams posted him on Twitter first. I did see the guy, though, in the flesh who had the duct tape over the name Pickett on the back with Waitman spelled out. I might think about doing that myself.
I follow a shocking number of Eagles fans, I've known professionally. They were calling for Pickett halfway through that game.
Oh, my God.
They were like, I said, like, you do know who the backup is, right? He said, at this point, Hurts deserves to be
They're
benched.
They're idiots. They got a good team. They're 2-1 right now. Anyways, next up.
Justin Fields gets his first game ball. 25 of 32, 245. Two total touchdowns. He did have the interception. Of course, Bud Dupree, of all people, the one that comes down with it, too. What poetic justice done by Bud Dupree?
I of all the people I didn't want to see come down with that ball out of that scrum...
It's the guy that wanted to fight me?
It was Dupree. I didn't want him to have a highlight in that game. I will give Najee Harris credit on that play. He tried to prevent it from happening. He attempted to make a very heads-up play and just slam that ball into the ground, but there was such a sea of humanity, it just hit somebody's helmet or pads and went right to Dupree.
Fields on the improving offense.
Yeah, the first half, we didn't run the ball like we wanted to. So, you know, second half, especially late in the game when we had to run the ball, the running backs and the O-line did a great job. Even in situations where we knew we had to run the ball, they did a great job executing. Naj and CP, they were hitting the hole great. And, you know, we were getting first downs after first down. So anytime you can get that run game going, and, no, this just helps us out overall.
Deflecting the credit, very franchise quarterback thing to do. Started 11 for 11, and it could have been more if not for drops. And then the number one game ball, Donnie, for the Steelers, 20-10 victory over the Chargers goes to
Nick Herbig.
Knew it.
Two sacks, two TFLs. He only played 19 snaps. And he got that done.
One forced fumble.
It's hard to not pick him.
He is an absolute menace.
He's like, mini Watt.
Well, I think he's obviously a strong guy because he's an NFL player. You've got to be pretty physically strong. But, I mean, he is as pure of a speed rusher as it gets. I think it actually is even tougher for some guys to block him, Pony, than Watt in this very narrow way. Watt's what? Pretty much 6'4", 6'5", you would say.
Yeah.
What is Herbig? 6 foot? Maybe 6'1". So when he does that little Watt bend move with his speed, those guys trying to block him are too tall to get down to him.
Here is Watt on his little brother, not his real little brother. He is the littlest brother, right? Derek's older than him?
Yes. TJ is the youngest.
So here is his adopted little brother, Herbig, on his breakout game.
That kid has supreme confidence in himself. You can't tell him anything. And I respect the heck out of it. And he's going to do everything that he possibly can to perform. He's going to ask every question. He's going to turn over every stone and just bust his tail. And I respect the heck out of Nick. And I'm glad that he had the day that he did today.
They gave Highsmith the money, so they'll play him. And he's rock solid. But he better get back out there because he's in jeopardy of getting Wally pipped. Because that kid makes play after play after play.
The only thing I can think of besides the money, and I think Highsmith's a very good player. This is not a diss at him. The only thing I think might make them nervous about Herbig is him not being that big. They'll run at him if he's out there. But there's a lot of, even as I say that, there's a lot of other dudes that can make up for that.
Donnie's game balls for the Steelers' 10-point victory over the Chargers to get to 3-0. Calvin Austin, Justin Fields, and Nick Herbig.
First time this game balls thing hasn't looked really out of whack. I mean, we had two punters, for God's sake, last week.
Hey, bud.